The question was asked, do non-Jews have a prohibition of saying Lashon Hara? So we have to know that Lashon Hara can be broken down into levels. There is Lashon Hara, which is directly harmful to a person. If, let's say, a guy went to Las Vegas and he blew $1,000. And he wasn't about to tell his wife that. And you come back and you tell his wife, hey, your husband just blew $1,000. And that causes the wife to blow a gut and who knows what happens. So that's directly harmful. And there, a non-Jew might be warned from doing that. Meaning, there are levels of direct harm where non-Jews are just like they're not allowed to inflict harm on one another. So there are levels of Lashon Hara where they might be prohibited from doing that as well. When we say generally that non-Jews do not have the prohibition of Lashon Hara, what we mean is that the Torah gave us a higher level of sensitivity that we are responsible to. Meaning, if I know that Jack doesn't want anyone to know that he went to Las Vegas and lost $1,000, so then I shouldn't tell you, even though technically from you to his wife is a long journey, and no one guaranteed me that'll happen. And Jack is really only concerned that his wife will hear. He doesn't really care if you know. But Lashon Hara tells me I have to be careful even from something that can only potentially cause harm, even though it's not direct harm. So the sensitivity that the Torah demands of me on Lashon Hara is much greater than direct harm. It's having sensitivity to what the other person would not want said about him, even though it doesn't cause him direct harm. Or let's say Jack doesn't want you to know because he's embarrassed from it. But if Jack never hears from you that you know that he lost $1,000, did Jack really incur any direct harm? Maybe yes, maybe no. Torah says it's still prohibited. So that level of sensitivity that goes beyond the direct harm that your speech can inflict, that's something which the Torah commanded us, that higher level of sensitivity. That's where we say that they weren't commanded with that. But to directly cause a guy harm, that might be different. If he goes to Jack's boss and says, I know Jack's supposed to keep all the company secrets, but you should know that every Friday night he goes to the bar and tells all of us about what projects you're doing here at Apple. After he gets drunk, he shows us all the new projects that Apple's about to come out with. You understand, the guy's going to get fired. So that's different, right? So that's part of where they're not supposed to harm one another.